Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
So it was revealed that President Trump told author Bob Woodward back in February, that the coronavirus was deadly, airborne, and five times worse than the flu. What could have been if he'd said that publicly? Epidemiologists have long said lockdowns and masks, even a week or two sooner, would have saved thousands of lives. But what about Bob Woodward? He told the AP he waited to reveal what Trump said to make sure the president was correct. But it's been 7 months. Should Woodward have released his tape sooner? Brian Stelter is host of CNN's Reliable Sources. He joins us now. And Brian, Woodward is probably one of the most deserving of respect journalists we have. But did he make a mistake here?
He says he did not. He says he was doing the right thing by doing this research, by, as you said, fact-checking, trying to verify what President Trump said. But this is a raging debate in journalism circles. My personal view is that the public record about President Trump's conduct is damning enough, and that there's not something fundamentally new here. Rather, there's more information filling in a portrait and making it look even uglier. 6 months ago today, the president said, "It will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away." I suppose my point, Robin, is the words the president was saying in public were disturbing enough back then. He was downplaying the disease in front of everybody. Now, what Woodward's revealing is that in private, he was telling a different story. And that, of course, is scandalous and it's big news, but I don't think it fundamentally changes what we've known.
Well, I don't know. You know, it has been 7 months. And Woodward, again, okay, let's say you wanted to fact check. He also interviewed dozens of other people, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, who could have confirmed that everything President Trump said in February was true. It just has a whiff of, I'm going to hold this until my book.
Right. And that has been an issue for many authors, by the way. I'm the author of a book called Hoax that came out a couple weeks ago about Trump and Fox. That's been a dynamic for me as well. There were a couple of times where I had stories that I couldn't hold until the book came out because they were going to break elsewhere or because I thought they were important to share. So that is definitely a dynamic for reporters. And Woodward has in the past chosen to share information he's learned when he felt that it was urgent. I think the argument he's making in this case is that telling the story before the election is what's most important, whether it came out in May or in September.
And by the way, the name of your book, Hoax, Donald Trump, Fox News, and the Dangerous Distortion of Truth. This would seem to many people to be quite a distortion of truth, to say one thing in confidence to an author that maybe you are trying to impress and then say a completely different thing. You know, millions of people did not wear masks, showed up at rallies because they thought this was a hoax. So just a little bit, what else does this tell you about Donald Trump, and that he maybe thought he could finesse Bob Woodward?
Well, I think, you know, one of the best critiques I've seen of Bob Woodward came from Dr. Seema Yasmin, an epidemiologist who said, "I see people wanting to debate, claiming, what difference would this have made anyway if we had known what Trump was saying in private?" Yasmin's point was there are 190,000 people who can't have that debate now, who aren't with us today, and we will never know what could have been done, what more could have been done to save more lives.
Brian Stelter of CNN, thank you as always, and it's something that's going to be debated for a while.
Yes, indeed.